Welcome to Eastern Sierra Now, the home of the best local news. I'm Jesse Steele for October 14th, 2021. It has been one of those days. There is nothing going on. I'm searching Instagram. There's things like Mammoth Mountain opens in a month, but that's a month from now. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and that is definitely something that needs to be discussed, and I will reach out to organizations like Wild Iris and see if we can get some interviews or statistics on that. But I don't have it today. About the only information I do have today is to remind everyone about the 5K Fun Run and Walk for the Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance. It is the 21st annual, and it is the primary fundraiser for the Alliance. It'll kick off at 9 a.m. this Saturday at the Bishop City Park. Those interested can register before Saturday between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. at the Shawcross and Associates office, and that's at 250 Sneeden Street in Bishop. Kevin Caruncio said those who wait until Saturday to get their pink on can still register, beginning at 7:30 a.m. at the park. Here's a little snippet from Eastern Sierra Cancer Alliance's Andrea Shawcross talking about the event.
Well, this is our major fundraiser of the year. We do receive contributions from individuals all throughout the year, but this is our big fundraiser. We sell registrations to the race, or walk, I should say, and we also get sponsorships from local organizations and businesses. And all that, our only expense is paying for t-shirts, pretty much. So everything else gets to go into the pot to help our local friends and neighbors and families who have cancer. We support cancer patients from Inyo and Mono counties. All that's required is that you have expenses incurred because you have a cancer diagnosis. And because we know that living rurally has its challenges when it comes to getting treatment, there's no insurance policy on the earth that pays for travel expenses. So even if your medical expenses are covered, your travel expenses are not. So we provide assistance with fuel, lodging, meals, prescription co-pays, basically any expense that you've incurred because you have a cancer diagnosis. And we do offer assistance to patients with all kinds of cancer. It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, the month of October, but we do support patients with all kinds of cancer.
Thanks for that, Andrea. And for the full video on that, please see easternsierranow.com. Guess we can get an update on the Windy Fire on the other side of our mountain range here. It started September 9th. It was caused by lightning. The size ended up being 97,554 acres. As of today, its percent of containment is 88, so that's great. It's closing in. There's 8 helicopters on scene, 22 engines, 10 crews, 7 dozers. Total personnel, 657. The current conditions, firefighters are removing hazard trees and suppressing fire near containment lines and in the Sequoia Groves. Hazards in the fire area include fire-weakened trees, smoldering stump holes, and rocks or debris that could fall from steep slopes onto trails and into the roadways. These hazards present dangers to the public long after a fire is considered and controlled. Drivers should be aware of fire personnel and equipment on the ground and on access roads. And if you'd like some more information about the fire, please see easternsierranow.com, where we have links to all of the different organizations that are rounding this sucker up finally. The Tulare County Information Hotline is 559-802-9790. So coming up this Monday will be the Inyo Associates Under the Stars and Independence Dinner, honoring Father John Crowley of the Santa Rosa Church and his biographer, Joan Brooks. Monday, October 18th at the Owens Valley School, that's 202 South Clay Street in Independence. The reception will be at 5 p.m., dinner at 6 p.m. Old-fashioned pot roast with mashed potatoes and tossed salad and a dessert with vegetarian options available. The cost is, I think I need to go to an optometrist because I can't read the size of this, but my pride won't let me say I'm getting old. I'm going to say it is $20 per meal. Don't quote me on that. But anyway, to RSVP, call Tawny Thompson at 760-873-8444. 1-800-273-4405 or email her at execdir, execdir, at bishopvisitor.com. So we've posted the Forest Service State of the Inyo, current as of today. The Lakes Basin Road reopened today. Visitors should expect snow and ice. The Reds Meadow Road and the Old Mammoth Road to Lakes Basin remain temporary closed. The Forest Service advises visitors to realize that travel on high elevations on all open roads will include ice and snow. So please travel with chains, know the road conditions, have a shovel, food and water, and a full tank of gas and blankets or warm weather gear. Also, they advise visitors that roads can close at any time, and some roads will close in advance of a storm. So campgrounds that are closing in the Mono Lake Ranger District are on the 17th, Reversed Creek, Gull Lake, June Lake, and O Ridge. Those that are still open through the end of the month and into the first part of November are Lundy Canyon and Glass Creek and Silver Lake. In the Mammoth Rangers District, campgrounds that are closing on the 17th will be Twin Lakes, and campgrounds that are still open for the time being are Crowley, which will close on the 1st of November, Mammoth Mountain RV Park, and New Shady Rest, closing on the last day of October. And in the White Mountain Ranger District, closing on the 15th will be Cedar Flat Group, and closing on the 18th will be Aspen Group, Big Meadow, Iris Meadow, and McGee Creek. Still open for a few days on all of these will be Convict Lake, Mosquito Flat Backpacker, French Camp, Tuff, Horton, Pleasant Valley, Pleasant Valley Pit, Bishop Park, Intake 2, Forks, Bitter Brush, Fort Jeffrey, Grandview, Baker Creek, Upper Sage Flat, Big Pine Creek, Taboose Creek, Tinnamaha Creek, and Goodale. For the closing date on those, please see EasternSierraNow.com. So we've posted the agenda for the October 19th meeting of the Inyo County Board of Supervisors and the Mammoth Lakes Town Council agenda for October 20th. I'm not going to bore you with reading that here on the news, but if you are interested in some of the topics they are speaking about there, or you have something you need to say, please check it out at EasternSierraNow.com. The Zoom links are there, as well as the links for sending in questions. Like I said, today's news, rather boring. So that's probably a good thing, right? It could be way worse. But anyway, you know what's not boring? Copper Top Barbecue. I know you've heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it again, because how can you sit there and think about these amazing barbecues shining in the sunlight, smoke pouring out of them? Imagine that smell right now. That is one of the greatest smells on the planet. You could go there right now and get yourself some amazing barbecue. It's that easy. You just got to show up. You don't even have to wait in line. You can order online, get everything that you want. You can go inside and get a snow cone. They have one of those awesome soda fountains that you can mix all the different flavors together. When we were kids, we called that a suicide. I don't know if that's PC, but that's what we called it, so that's true. But it's a science now, where before it was, yeah, I want Mountain Dew Diet Coke. Now, it's smarter options like vanilla Diet Coke, vanilla cherry Sprite. Excellent stuff. Definitely head down there, check out coppertopbarbecue.com, fill out your order, and they'll ship it to you. I'm not kidding. Go on there and look at it. Go check that out. Okay, that's it for the news today. I'm Jesse Steele for Eastern Sierra Now. Today is October 14th, 2021, and we will see you tomorrow.